This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 8th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. RFK Jr. on the Hill. Farmers growing tariff concerns. And Grassley blasts EPA. RFK Jr. returns to Congress to meet with senators from both parties. Robert Kennedy Jr. is scheduled to meet with more senators this week, including Republican and Democratic Senate Agriculture Committee members. President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services has already met with several offices to discuss his confirmation. The Senate Finance Committee is likely to hold a confirmation hearing, but the nominee has met with senators on other committees as well. He can only afford to lose three Republican votes to secure the confirmation. Some GOP senators, particularly those with agriculture backgrounds, raise concerns about Kennedy's statements on pesticides and the food and agriculture industry. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is scheduled to meet with Kennedy on Thursday, according to his office. During a press call yesterday, Grassley said he plans to ask the nominee about his agriculture stance, including previous comments related to pesticides and GMOs. Kennedy wouldn't have jurisdiction over some agriculture issues, including pesticides, as HHS Secretary Grassley said, adding, "But I'm sure he's going to be trying to influence other branches of government." Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas was also skeptical of Kennedy due to his ag comments. The senator changed his tune after a meeting with the nominee last month, however, and said he was reassured that Kennedy has an affinity for conventional agriculture. Perhaps because of the tight margins, Kennedy is also scheduled to meet with some Democrats this week, according to multiple outlets. This includes Senate Agriculture Committee members Michael Bennett of Colorado and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Farmers' tariff fears mount. A new survey that shows farmers increasingly believe the U.S. will return to tit-for-tat trade escalations that hurt ag exports. Purdue University's monthly ag economy barometer shows an increasing portion of U.S. farmers think a trade war is on the horizon. Between November and December, the share of farmers who think exports will likely be affected by a coming tariff spat rose 6 percentage points to 48%. Just 21% thought a trade conflict is unlikely, down 5 points from last month. Keep this in mind. Trump reiterated his threat to put very serious tariffs on Mexico and Canada during a press conference on Tuesday. He also threatened to impose new tariffs on Denmark if it doesn't go along with his efforts to purchase Greenland. At various times, he has previously floated a 60% tariff on China, as well as an across-the-board tariff on all U.S. imports. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. John Deere unveils new autonomous equipment offerings. Farm equipment giant John Deere's aiming to address farm labor shortages by bolstering its autonomous equipment lineup with four new offerings. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the company unveiled two autonomous tractors. The first is a self-propelled version of the 9RX, a large model often used for land tillage, and the second, a version of the smaller 5ML used for spraying orchards. The company also announced an autonomous dump truck model and an autonomous electric mower. Take note, at the same conference just 2 years ago, John Deere unveiled its first ever fully autonomous tractor. The new additions represent the company's expanding embrace of autonomous technology, which Chief Technology Officer Jamie Hedman touted in a release as a way to combat labor shortages on farms. Grassley blasts EPA process for verifying used cooking oil imports. Grassley also criticized the Environmental Protection Agency's process for relying on foreign documents to verify used cooking oil imports. The Senate Agriculture Committee member and other lawmakers in June asked multiple agencies for clarification on how they verify the integrity of imported UCO. Grassley told reporters that the EPA responded last week. EPA revealed it relies on foreign records to prove used cooking oil meets the renewable fuel standard requirement, Grassley said. Accordingly, he said the agency can't definitively verify UCO imports are not blended with other more environmentally destructive oils. The EPA shouldn't resort to blind faith when determining the validity of foreign feedstocks, especially when 40% of the supplies come from China, he said. Biden marks 848,000 acres in California for national monuments. President Joe Biden has signed proclamations to create two new national monuments in Southern California, spanning from the Coachella Valley to near the Colorado River. The 848,000 acres currently managed by the Bureau of Land Management will become the Chuckwalla and Satalia Highlands National Monuments. The designation is part of Biden's efforts to conserve 30% more U.S. lands and waters by 2030. Tribes throughout the region have been calling for the land to be protected. In a White House statement, the administration said the new national monuments will honor culturally significant areas for indigenous populations. However, Caitlin Grover, Executive Director of Natural Resources at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, decried the action in a release saying it shows that these monuments are politically motivated and devoid of resource planning for the future. USDA widens livestock import restrictions over screw-home fears. The Agriculture Department is suspending livestock imports from Belize after a screw-horn case was detected in the south of the country. Belize is the latest nation in the region to report the reemergence of the flesh-eating parasite after recent cases in Mexico, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Honduras. USDA temporarily suspended live cattle imports from Mexico following a confirmed case in November. Trade is resumed with additional protocols. USDA said in a statement announcing the new restrictions that dogs from Belize can still enter the U.S. with a vet-signed health certificate. Horse imports will also be permitted, providing they complete pre-export treatments and examinations and a 7-day quarantine on arrival. USDA appoints members to Carbon Credit Advisory Council. USDA announced its appointment of 36 people to an advisory council working to reduce barriers to voluntary environmental credit markets. The council was created under the Growing Climate Solutions Act. Membership is at least 51% farmers, ranchers, or private forest landowners. You can read more about the council's membership in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. FDA releases guidance on genomic alterations in animals. FDA has finalized its guidance for approval of international genomic alterations in animals. In response to comments, FDA said the final guidance addresses animal health and well-being. The guidance was accompanied by a companion document which describes FDA's risk-based regulatory approach to the oversight of heritable IgAs in animals. Here's today's final word. The Senate passed a resolution yesterday by unanimous consent, formally setting committee membership and leaders. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas celebrated the move and said in a statement that he looks forward to implementing an agenda that, quote, delivers certainty and predictability for hardworking farm families, improves the regulatory landscape to ensure it's fair and transparent, and bolsters rural communities. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.